You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A new study using biological evolution models to trace the origins of the English language has made some remarkable discoveries. This study used a list of known words in different languages to find a common ancestor for these languages and incorporated divergence dating so that researchers could estimate when each language diverged from the root language. The ancient language in which English has its origins is called Proto-Indo-European and dates back 8,000 years ago. It has been geographically isolated and found to be the root of many modern-day languages as well as English. I spoke with Professor Quentin Atkinson, a professor in psychology at the University of Auckland, to find out more about this study. I started our interview by asking about the methodology of the study.
Sure. The basic idea is that languages evolve in a way that's a bit like species evolve. People use different words for different meanings in languages, and over time, if you've got a population of language, speakers of a language, hundreds or even thousands of years, the words they use will change through time. Now, if that population separates into two daughter populations, maybe they're separated by a mountain range or a long migration to another part of the world, then the two speech varieties start to drift apart. And that's a bit like the way a biological population, if it's separated, the descendant populations will drift apart genetically. And so this produces a kind of family tree relationship between all the languages of the world, a bit like the tree of life. And it turns out that you can analyze the words people use for different meanings in different languages in much the same way that biologists analyze the genes of species and build a family tree of the languages. And so that's what we did. We used these computer models initially developed in biology, but now tailored to model language evolution. Got a big database of different words for a whole lot of different meanings in these languages, and then looked at how those meanings changed, which languages had which form of the meaning, and were able to reconstruct the relationships between them.
Was the evidence found in the new study a surprise, or could it have been expected, and why?
It was a surprise in the sense that there were two main theories that people have been arguing about for a couple of hundred years in terms of where these languages came from. One argues they spread from the Pontic steppe region in what is now Ukraine and southern Russia, and that spread was with a kind of pastoralist culture. And another theory is that they spread from the area of what is now present-day Turkey, so around Anatolia and northern Iran. One theory, this spread of the pastoralists from the steppe is dated to, well, the archaeologists argue this happened 5,000, maybe 6,000 years ago starting. And the spread from the Turkish region is thought to have happened much earlier with the spread of farming, maybe 8,000 or 9,000 years ago. So we dated the age of the family because you can make an estimate for how similar to or a group of languages are based on the words they share, and therefore how much time has passed if you know roughly how quickly words are replaced. And the time estimates we came up with were too old for an origin in the steppe region. They were about 8,000 years ago, maybe 7,000 at a minimum. So that's too old to fit with the steppe origin theory and might be argued to fit with the Anatolian theory, except it's a little bit late for that at 8,000 years ago. And there's also good genetic evidence for a major expansion from the steppe region about 5,000 or 6,000 years ago. So what we think's happening, and it's a bit of a surprise, is that there's a kind of hybrid of the two theories, that the ultimate age of the family does go back 8,000 years and is associated with this agricultural expansion, but that some of those people spread north into the steppe region And then there was another later expansion from there that accounts for a lot of the Indo-European language family. And so we call this a kind of hybrid explanation that, in a sense, both theories captured some of the truth.
Can you describe the differences between how English was spoken 8,000 years ago and how it sounded compared to modern-day English? In other words, do you think there would be any communication whatsoever between a modern-day speaker and a speaker 8,000 years ago?
Well, it's not a language that we would call English spoken 8,000 years ago. The name for it in linguistics is Proto-Indo-European, so the ancestral language of all the Indo-European languages, which includes English, but also German, Italian, some of the Slavic languages, Russian, also Hindi and other Indian languages. So it's a massive language family, and the origin of all those, their common ancestor, like the great-great-great-grandfather, if you like, is called Proto-Indo-European, and all those languages are descended from it. Now, what that sounded like, we can't know for sure, but it is really interesting that there are some words that seem to have been inherited from that Proto-Indo-European ancestor into all or almost all its descendants. And so some examples of that are a lot of the numerals from 1 to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Anyone who speaks other European languages might recognize some of those sounds. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3 is recognizable in French, for example. And so that might be a word that we can, or those words would trace back very deeply in the tree. Other words are things that are common in our lives, like terms for body parts like foot or hand, or common features of the environment like water. So one very ancient word may be the word for H2O, which is water in English, and in Hittite, which is in the Anatolian branch of Indo-European, the first one to branch off in our analysis, the word for water was something like wata. And so that common ancestor, Proto-Indo-European, was spoken, say, 8,000 years ago. So the water in English and the water in Hittite probably trace back to Proto-Indo-European, their shared ancestor, which means they may have used a word that sounded a lot like that even 8,000 years ago, which is pretty remarkable. And there are a handful of others like that, but we can't know exactly how they were pronounced. Yeah, so I would say you couldn't understand the language, but it might be that an English speaker could recognize a handful of words, even in this 8,000-year-old lineage.
That was Professor Quentin Atkinson, a professor of psychology at the University of Auckland, speaking about Proto-Indo-European, the origin of the English language.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.